Joel Klamola moves through the woods at Windman Trails on a yellow excavator. He navigates around the trees with ease as he moves large rocks and churns up dirt, widening the bike trail. Behind him, two men work their way up the trail, raking up the dirt and clipping and removing roots upturned by the excavator. Widening and changing this trail is one of the many projects on tap at Windman Trails this summer. It's part of phase two of the vision for the trail system nestled between Manitowish Waters and Winchester off Highway W.
Yeah, so phase one was really establishing a trail system and seeing if the community wanted it, engaged with it, interacted with it, and if it could sort of prove its worth. And the community has shown pretty steadily that they like what we're doing, they wanted to do more of it, and so we're entering phase two to take it kind of to that next level.
Isaac Cowart is the interim director of operations at Windman Trails. He says phase two is more than just adding trails, improving the ones they have, and making the system easier to get around. There's plans to improve the whole user experience. Cowart says they want to improve the chalet, add more green spaces for kids to play, and in the future, offer food and beverage at least on the weekends.
Really honestly, the way we think about it is if grandma comes with the whole family and she's not going to go on the trails, but what can she do with the grandkids or what can she do here that really allows her to come to the space and have fun?
That idea of creating a destination that the whole family can enjoy is part of a shift seen in the mountain biking community in recent years. Brad Coos is the property manager at Windman. Like many outdoor activities, mountain biking trails saw increased use during the pandemic last year.
The numbers were crazy with the number of people coming out and coming around, and families. A lot of families getting out.
Coos says 10, 15 years ago, the sport was dominated by men getting together for a trail ride and some beers. And while there's still plenty of that, he says it's becoming much more of a family-oriented activity.
So we got one other thing we have to do here. We got to put some pavers down here from that rock jump all the way through here.
Brian Black with Lambo Riders in Minocqua has seen the same trend.
A lot of the new Lambo members are family members, where you see people bringing their kids, you know, and mom and dad have a truck full of bikes on the back and the kids get out and they all go for a ride and afterward, you know, a little picnic or something. And our events have been increasingly more and more attended by families.
Like Windman, Lambo is hard at work this summer improving and making new trails at Zip Trails in Minocqua.
So when we're building trail, the concept that we most often talk about is flow. How flowy is the trail?
And that just all of the trail work fits into that family trend, creating trails so that all levels of riders can find something they'll enjoy. It's certainly one of the reasons Keith Terry and Kevin Mance and his son Ethan from Milwaukee were visiting the Windman Trails during their week-long stay in the Northwoods.
Oh, the trails are just in great shape, and there's a whole bunch of different skill levels.
Yeah, a lot of variety.
It's free.
Yep.
Yeah.
And how did the trails up here kind of compare to...
Way better.
Yeah, these are 10 times better.
The trail conditions aren't just bringing tourists to the area. They're also playing a role in convincing families to move here. Isaac Cowart's family is one of them. They moved to Manitowish Waters in October, and he took the job with Windman a couple weeks ago.
The joke is, the two things that brought us to this community was an amazing elementary school at North Lakeland Elementary and Windman Trails. So we moved 2,000 miles because there's stuff for our family to do and a really good school system here that allows us to kind of make this our community.
With the increase in popularity, the question of how much growth is too much does come up. Like many things with the pandemic, the mountain biking industry has seen a shortage of bikes and parts. And then there's the impact of having too many people on the trail or overwhelming small communities. Black says the North Woods is set up to handle that influx.
The Lakeland area, Rhinelander, Manitowish Waters have a strong history of supporting a tourist economy. And we already know how to do that. The other places like Copper Harbor right now are having a lot of trouble figuring out how to deal with the influx of people. There's hundreds of riders, and there's only 85 people who live in the town. So, you know, they're having some growing pains like that. But I think here, we're in a good position to be able to handle that kind of stuff.
And the clubs plan to keep expanding the trails to meet that growth and make the Northwoods the place to be for mountain biking.
No matter how busy the parking lot gets, you can get away from the people still really quickly and still have that... you know, user experience that a lot of people are looking for is they're getting out of the cities, they're coming out to nature for a reason. It's not to ride with 100 people next to them. It's to get out and feel that and be on the trail, whether it's by yourself or with your family. But again, there's just going to be more mileage over the next 5 to 10 years in northern Wisconsin than we've, you know, obviously ever seen before.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson at the Windman Trails.